Hi, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online, inviting you to subscribe to our other podcast called The Grave Talks. It's where I sit down and interview individuals who've had extreme paranormal situations happen to them in their lives. Just search The Grave Talks on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you download podcasts. Be sure to press subscribe and give us some stars to help spread the word that this show exists. Now, here's a 15-minute preview of The Grave Talks. Today on The Grave Talks, Haunted Hollywood. Hollywood is haunted. It's no wonder so many spirits still wander the city of stars. Every year, thousands of people descend upon Hollywood with the hope and dream of becoming one. Some make it big, many more do not. The turmoil and heartache that ensue from a failed career or the loneliness of a successful one make the emotional energy in Hollywood very strong, an energy that doesn't always leave once the living pass on. On today's episode of The Grave Talks, we discuss the ghosts of Hollywood with Jill Marie Morris. She shares with us startling new details about the ghost of Michael Jackson and possible vortexes that envelop very large neighborhoods in the hills.
How I stumbled onto Easton Drive was initially back in 2002 by error. And when I was helping my then fiance, we were driving through looking for a client in the LA, Hollywood, Beverly Hills area. And it was before we had GPS. It was actually driving by the old Thomas guides. And we got lost by the Beverly Hills Hotel. And I had said to Mike at that point, I said, I got to go check something out. Let's just keep going up this way. But the closer we got to a specific point on what is in Benedict Canyon there, I became extremely irritated, like very, very irritated, meaning as a psychic and a medium, when different energies present, there are different effects that it can have on any person, really, whether they have any abilities or not. But with me, it was super intense. And it was coming from the left as we were driving up in the canyon trying to find a turnaround point to come back down and start looking at the guide again. And it got so bad that I literally was hitting Mike in the leg saying, at one point, get me out of here. And we, I believe, turned around on Easton Drive and came back down towards the Beverly Hills Hotel. And so that was the initial encounter. And later come to find out, Mike pulled the Thomas guide out and he goes, what were you, you know, what was the big deal? The freak out. I said, Mike, there is something here that is like, it goes beyond, especially to the left heading in to the canyon, which after, with hindsight, first time I'd ever been in that area in my entire life. To the left was a Cielo Drive, which was where the site of the Manson murders, the Tate murders were. Right off. That was odd. And I said, but more so, there's a pull to this area here over in Easton. So after that point of discovery, it kind of spooked me, but at the same time, the curiosity in me led me to, when we weren't working, we started driving around the area and just pulling to Easton Drive. Then going to find out, specifically speaking with Scott Michaels of Dearly Departed Tours and Museum in LA, he said, Jill, this is really weird that you're picking up on stuff because there is a list of very strange phenomena that has happened in Benedict Canyon in that area. So I said, my focus is more Easton Drive. So literally the house where Paul Byrne died and Jean Harlow used to live is situated right towards the very end, and it's tucked way back on Easton in Benedict Canyon. And we drove up there the first time. I'm like, holy cow, there is a massive vortex complex here. It's almost, when I say massive, 207 in Watervliet, where I had lived, there's a downflow vortex. This is a set of vortices that the main one is off the pool, and then there's one that goes to the side, each side of the main one. And the pull there is really It's bad. So there is a video that we put up from last fall. We went up there with historian Elisa Jordan of LA Woman Tours, who's affiliated with Scott Michaels and Dearly Departed Tours, and she gave us the history. And coming down, George Reeves was killed, shot, well, they say suicide, shot, right there in Benedict Canyon. There was a mob murder in Benedict Canyon. There are so many events that took place. And if what I ended up doing is I drew a line in the video, you'll see a little bit of a graphic. Interestingly enough, the Cielo Drive property where the Manson murders took place is literally situated underneath, due south, directly south of the Paul Byrne house, where these vortices are, and they reach into Griffith Park if you head east. They don't reach so far west as they do down towards the Beverly Hills Hotel, and then it kind of stops, the energy pole stops. And then looking further into that, finding out, looking at different investigations that other people have done, there's something really unique too with the ley lines as well as the composition of the minerals and whatnot in the canyon that make it highly unique. So I do think it's an organic set of vortices. The focal point seems to be, for some reason, right off of the Paul Byrne house on that property tucked away. And it could be, I think it's part of the reason why Benedict Canyon has had so much negative, the murders, the suicides. Anybody living in that environment, like I have lived in 207, if you have fractures, that type of environment is going to impact somebody that may not be able to deal well with living in there. And I think that has a lot to do with a lot of the chaos that's transpired. It's just a naturally occurring, really weird set of vortices that I've had people tell me, non-name celebrities as well as other people that work in the industry, that said there'd be no way you could pay them to live in Benedict Canyon. So, and that's without me saying anything. It's just there is a vibe there. It's palpable. You can feel it when you're driving around, but for me, it was super intense. So I plan on going back and doing a little more digging around. Scott evidently has a full file of all of the nefarious things that have happened around that location, which has gone on for decades. So it's pretty strange.
Yeah, an area like that, I mean, I was going to ask you, and you did kind of answer it a bit, of when you have something that's natural like that, that's occurring, and then you have all of this tragedy, and a lot of it caused by humans. We're not talking necessarily, you know, paranormal, you know, intervention that's causing things. But, you know, my question was going to be, you know, how is it that some are affected by this and others are not when living in an area like that?
That's another great question. So what happens is that the energy will pull on you. It will mess with you. Think of, you know, how loosely how EMF works. It can cause even psychosis. It can cause paranoia. That's an EMF is more of an electrical magnetic type of situation. But think of a vortex, a downflow, as pulling massive amounts of negative energy. It's just full of sludge. So all this sludge in the area, all this energy is affecting people that may have depression, anxiety, drugs, substance abuse, alcoholism, things of that nature, even sleep deprivation. It can start to mess with your mind. So the impact, just the opposite, would be someplace like the Sedona Desert with the upflow. It's a very good, positive, naturally occurring vortices there out in the desert. People go there to make themselves feel good. It's the opposite for people that may not be able to deal with that energy interference. And some people can't. And for example, my husband in 207, he could not deal with what was going on in that house, as two other men did prior to his suicide. So it just depends. It's situational. Everything is based on that person. It's subjective to each person. But somebody that may have some issues may not do so well in that that area at all. And it's not just a few things. It's a lot of very strange happening in that region. It's a very small area, actually. But and it does affect people. I've had people, like I said, that I didn't even get into what I was doing, running back and forth investigating, and they've said that you couldn't pay me to live there. It's a beautiful area, absolutely gorgeous. But yeah, there's a vibe. There's definitely a vibe.
Let's talk about some of the strange happenings that go beyond the interactions between humans, but beyond murder and mm-hmm. just nefarious type actions that people take against one another. What are there some strange happenings that have been reported in the area that would fall into the realm of paranormal or ghostly beyond, like I said, human to human interaction?
Yes, there are. There are several sightings of apparitions in different locations. Even at the Paul Byrne house, which is lived in by the same family for several years now, who swear up and down that the house, the property is not haunted, and that's fine. But there have been several people that have had encounters there. There have been several people that have had seen animal-like things running around that they can't explain. They said it's a cross between animal and human. That goes on in that general vicinity. There are people that have seen a lot of Native American apparitions. That's probably one of the biggest things that I've been told when I've been researching this, is that there's a lot of Native American influence. That actually, I've had one person tell me they swear on a certain time of year. It's actually, I think, late May, they said, they hear drumming, like it's Native American based, and it's been that way for years. And talking to neighbors, nobody's drumming. They don't think it's the canyon carrying noise. But there have been tons of negative feeling apparitions in the canyon area at different locations. There was a house that I did look at about a year ago, and that family has been there for 12 years and really they don't want to get rid of the property. They're trying to hang on to it. But at the same time, their other family members in the household have had difficulties with being scared by apparitions. A lot of them seem to be enigmatic, though. Other than the Native Americans, they seem to be nondescript. Like I said, a lot of people will mention this weird animal slash person thing running around, and feeling drained and tired after seeing these energies. There was one that said that there was this screeching sound. Initially, apparently they thought it was like an owl, and they said that they don't think so because the screeching sound precipitates whatever this animal slash human thing is that they end up seeing. Mm-hmm. So it's spooky. If there is something, there are some scientists that said that the geological composition of some of the minerals there, is unique, very strange. But could have some impact in a couple different ways. So I think it's a kind of a convergence of a few different factors, but there's a lot of paranormal activity there. There was one woman that lived in, she didn't own the house. She lived in an apartment in a house in Benedict Canyon that I spoke with, and she moved out because she said she never until moving in there had suicidal tendencies. And then she was like, I'm out of here. I need a change. She goes, I just got to give it up, and I'm going to move back towards the city, back towards LA. So she left because of that. And she would see things periodically as well. So it's just kind of like, again, it depends on the person. It depends on the situation. But there's a lot of documented stuff aside from just the human nature events caused there.
I hope you enjoyed your 15-minute preview of our new podcast, The Grave Talks. Be sure to subscribe to it on Apple Podcasts or wherever you download podcasts to not miss any episode of the show. New episodes every single Monday. Just search for The Grave Talks and then press subscribe. Give us a review while you're at it and some stars. It will help us grow in the rankings and let other folks know that the show exists to make an even better show for you. The Grave Talks. Check it out at thegravetalks.com.